Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of the Monster US Radio Podcast. This is our live podcast brought to you by Monstars Radio Network. Today is Comrade Cafe, where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve, even if it's a two-piece and a biscuit. I got music to help you woo-saw, and I got, maybe some conversation coming up here in just a bit. It might just be me, the monster, tonight. So, all right, call me up. Let me know what's going on, what you need to woosah about. Shit, I might even put your ass on the host roster tonight. But, hey, either way it go, we're going to see what it do. What do I got for y'all to woosah to? Matter of fact, here's something good, something new, real hip-hop by an artist by the name of Truth Y featuring Goldmouth. It's called Race Car on a Karma Cafe. Let's just get into it. Woo-stah! Music. Comic Cafe.
You already know
Monster
what it is.
US
man.
Radio.
It's True Why. And Q Gutter. Come on. Come on. Grab a guitar just like an AR. Let it whine like a race car. Let it whine like a. Let it whine like a race car. Grab a guitar just like a AR. Let it whine like a. Let it whine like a race car. Let it whine like a. They say, Ty, how you get so lyrical? The same way a preacher just gets so biblical. You put your mind to it. I mean, there's killers out there that put their eye into you. I ain't lying to you. Pressure make diamonds and bust pipes. Pops told me since young I was a righteous. Could've been in the streets, but I made the right choice. 2020 my year, I made my mind up. I saw my future as a kid, but I ain't grasp it though. Was given the keys to the game just like a piano. Had to groom my mentor with ammunition for the mission. So when it's wartime, I ain't gon' miss them. I'm trying to give you the game so I can coach you. They say it's free land and put a price on it just like a bag of sand. That's why we Home Depot so we don't waste land. Plus we share with our brothers, call us a rock band. Do y'all hear me though? I know you feeling the chills, but can you feel me close? I mean you taste success, hunger get vicious too. I touch with God, now all you people can see the proof. Grab a guitar just like an AR. Let it whine like a race car. Let it whine like a. Let it whine like a race car. Grab a guitar just like a AR. Let it whine like a. Let it whine like a race car. Let it whine like a.
Woo-stah.
And I don't care how you see it. Prepare for a demon. It's levels to hell. I got devils. They ain't leaving. And two wrongs don't make it right and break it even. Set up in that trap house all night. They gave it to me soft, I turned it hard white. Like this here Porsche, this a Honda Civic. Since I came up in the trap, I get it how I'm living. I had a vision, it won't visit, but I seen it though. I had them beans up in the trap that they was seen it for. You need to slide, I'm rolling like a 10 to 4. If we gon' get it, then we gon' keep it plentiful. The truth hurts, and pride, it'll kill it all. If I'm a rider, there ain't no rules, so I'ma set it all. You ain't gon' ride, you ain't gon' move, and don't you get involved. Truth, why I gave you the game?
Grab a guitar just like an AR. Let it whine like a race car. Let it wind like a race car. Grab a guitar just like a AR. Let it wind like a. Let it wind like a race car. Let it wind like a.
Charmer Cafe. Woosa music. You dig? It's not about the dance and step tonight. It's about you releasing the stress and not getting 30 days. Today's show is brought to you by MonstarsRadio.com, TheSoulOfMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, Lee Sway Management, and a bunch of other motherfuckers you probably never heard of. So check it out. We're going to keep it moving with some more music to help you woo-star so you can get through it. Hit me up. You need some time to get on the line, release some stress, all those type of things. 563-999-3411. This is 17th Wild Woody. It's called Hold Up. Hold up now with all that stress. Let's let it go. This is for the young heads. Y'all ready?
Outside. Pop the trunk and make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. Where the liquor at? Where my killers at? The ratchet bitch on me the f, but I ain't feeling it. We turning up straight to the roof, like where the ceiling at? Straight from the block back to the booth, like come and get a pack. Get out your feelings, yeah. You know I'm really, yeah. Like bend it over, let me bunch and jump up in it, yeah. And he ain't with it yet, but acting like he with it, yeah. Catch some white drunk, put some hollows in his bitty, yeah. Gon' hate more money, more problems. In the VIP section, tell them bring some more bottles. VIP, yeah, we flexin', and yo, he stressin'. When I stand, but she thinkin' to herself why he ain't takin' on my shirt. I told that hold up, yeah, he actin' like he know me. Told that hold up, she tryna f*** after the show. Like, wait a minute, hold up, hit my dance up in the no, I ain't finished. Hold up, yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Steppin' in the club, then after that, we steppin' outside. Can make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside. We'll pop, what's the business? Out the top of watch my penis. You gon' let me talk my shit, know what I pay for these events. He tryna stab a n***a up, I'll bat a n***a up. Ho, tryna grab a n***a. Like, ooh, all these ooh. And it's staying in my pocket, yeah, these fools. They got these n***a mugging, but I feel like side step, right, left, got this ducking. Pulling on my shirt, made them go on the city. Little jab, right hook, then I uppercut with it. But all that bucking and jumping, and it's gonna turn us something. Go to pushing and stuffing, and I'ma burn me something. Pulling on my shirt, I told that hold up. Yeah, he acting like he know me, told that hold up. She tryna f*** after the show, like, wait a minute. Hold up. Hit my dance up in this, no, I ain't finished. Hold up. Yeah, I told that catch me outside. We got the straps, we outside. Stepping in the club, then after that, we stepping outside. Can make some choppers, get the clapping outside. We get put up out the club, we gon' be acting outside.
Devin Tink and Wild Woody, that's called Hold Up on Karma Cafe. Like I said, I'm just playing some music to help you woo-saw, release that stress so you don't do 30 days during the quarantine. Even though right now you really, really gotta fuck up in order for them to lock your ass up. But then again, too, don't believe the hype. They'll fuck around and lock your ass up over some bullshit. So, have you known somebody who's gotten a ticket? Have you known somebody who's gotten in trouble being out during the quarantine? Hit us up. Let us know. 563-999-3411. It's just me tonight, the DJ. So, if not, I ain't got too many topics to talk to y'all tonight. So, we're going to go ahead and just keep it moving. New music, Lecrae and YK Osiris, Set Me Free. I like this one. It really helps me. Really helps me woo-star in the morning. You know? Set me free. Cut my shackles, my love.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles off my feet.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me, brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Woosha! Stress free music. Free quarantine mask. Yella Beezy, Young Thug. Woosah.
Blame it on Monster.
The DJ, Monstars Radio. Still taking Woosah prescriptions. Still giving out headshots. She's headlocked. With the war.
I got your f in a headlock. Put on that f in a sped out. Hit the gas looking for red dot. Headlock. Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed car? 2-3 knock up head on. Headlock.
Yup, round me rogues. You ain't gotta ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4.
Headlock.
I bustin' head open. Killers on side of stove. And I put the play in my
headlock. Hey, you bumpin', I hope that you bought it. Got out of my rotted. And your they gon' make you come out it. Headlock. Got oozes and chopper. You cuppin' that bitch and she garbage. I shoot her, say she come swallow it.
Hey,
we ain't worried about him. We ain't worried about him. Nah, he's so tender. I can send the players way wide. He's so worried about him.
Ooh.
These play the game.
Ooh.
Talkin' rah-rah, but he ain't really murkin' shit.
Huh.
He ain't really hurtin' shit.
Huh.
Careful, look, cause it's gonna get hit.
He'll be the first one to snitch.
He'll be the first one to switch.
The first one to.
He'll be the first one to trip.
I'll shoot.
Now look at this. What happened to the top?
Time.
This bummer, this flow.
Time.
I swear my little cop.
Time.
50-50 women got a bunch more coming.
Hey.
I got your paint in a headlock.
Put
on that in a sped out. Hit the gas looking for red dot.
Headlock.
Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed car? 2-3 knock up head on.
Headlock. Yup, round me rogues. You ain't gotta ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4.
Headlock.
I bustin' head open. Killers on side of stove. And I put the play in mode.
Headlock.
Hey, I pour out the purple potion. I made little monkey the potion. The coupe is all white like it's lotion.
Headlock.
You talking like and ain't noticed. AK, you stop all your motions. I put some on your head like Yoshi.
Hey,
I'm off the paddock, I stacked. That's the boy, hip in the stacks.
Woo.
That look coming back like I'm cracked.
Woo.
I had told that
watching my sex. Like, I ain't got it out in the back. Pay the cops to cover my tracks. Like, get them up to be for the spatula. He had came on my, then I spread it. Can't go back and go for about a straggler. Get them pounds out of the bag and we bagging them. I had put 20 sounds on the Devin truck. Then I told the little get a caddy up. Through the cardiscope, I see they mad at us. Yeah, I see they mad at us. With the black vendor dough and it's mad it up. Got a baddie and she ain't American. Better shop in Bell Harbor than America.
I got your in a headlock. Put on that in a sped out. Hit the gas looking for red dot. Kick him to my last lock. What the them fed car? 2-3 knock up head on.
Yup, young round me rogues. You ain't gotta ask, I'm told. Big 4-5 and 4. I bustin' head open. Killers on side of scope. And I put the play in mode.
Yeah, headlock. I like that one right there. That one's going to be kind of jumpy for the spring if we get into it. I'm just saying, we may not go through any seasons anymore. So, let me see. Some more music to help y'all. Woosah, not about to dance around here. Matter of fact, I know a guy who I should be able to put up here. Where's that new Jay Watt at? Let's see. There's a new guy. Got some of his music. He got a song called Movement, something like that. Let me see if I can find that one for y'all. But y'all got something y'all want me to vent about, put out in the vibrations? Let me know. Hit me up, 424-243-9649. Let's see. I can't find that Jay Watts. But until then, let me do this one right here. Seeing that 420 just went by. This right here is called Vaporizer. This should help you woo-saw a little bit. Jadina, one of the most underrated artists out there today. I'm just saying, this dude's album goes in.
Juju, baby, guacamole. You're so crazy, I've got to bring myself. Juju, baby, show me the way.
Want to fly. It's crazy. Baby, you fuck on my way. Give me love, don't delay. Only you make me sweat. Anytime you dare for me, babe. Girl, I like your bum bum. Tell me where you come from. Take you to London. I go hold you down, no, baby, give me love. Baby, you dey give me vibes. Baby, I dey like your style. Hold on to me so tight. Give it to me day and night. Give me loving, girl. Want your loving, girl. Give me loving, girl. Girl, you know, say me, I want you. Baby, give me love. Girl, me know say you bad. Don't stress, come me know say you bad. Slow down, girl, me know say you bad. Don't stress, come me know say you bad. My location, me your destination. Affection, me I got affection. Ride you so hard, I go hit you so hard with my heart. Baby, you fuck on my way. Give me love, don't delay. Only you make me sweat. Anytime you dare upon me, babe. Girl, I like your bum bum. Tell me where you come from. Take you to London. I go hold you down, no, baby, give me love.
Let's see, something else to help you woo-saw too. Matter of fact, I know I got something for y'all. Let's see if I got this song. They talk about my home state, Minnesota. Let me see if I can get, they got 2 Chainz on it, a bunch of other artists. Let me see if I can find that. But for now, let's keep going with this vibe. So am I, trying to woo-saw.
Call out when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one,
support instead of someone coming home to pick a fight. Baby, so
this is DJ Envy, power over everything, POE Digital, let's go.
Legendary.
This is the remix.
St.
Vinci, 2 Chainz.
No stopping them like them Ford action. I had a chain reaction off the Beyond MG. I'ma shit happen. I just wanna sell train, I was just good at it. She don't wanna give me brain busting, no shit happen. And I love little red Corvette. That's why would they do that? On that gorilla goo bag. Permanent soul, Camilo, bitch. Layman talk, I'm skinny dip. Diamonds and pearls, I'm finny piss. All these girls, I'm still a Christian. Give me a witness, get no mentions. It ain't no on my head. It's bitches,
rinses. Got that purple Minnesota.
Infatuated with money and the hoes. So many tattoos, I'm worth more than you niggas and draws. This is not a Boxster, this is a photo. Car so cold, man, you need to wear a fur coat. Door still a pole, got me walking around slow mo. Everybody saying, man, you should have went solo. But they don't really know, though. This is how we do it. Steal from the rich and bring it back to the hood. Quarter pound of wood, got my tour bus musty. Polo rugby, your hoe gon' hug me. If I was you, man, I wouldn't trust me. All this bling on made your hoe fuck me.
Up in my soul, there's ain't up in my soul.
I just need my hour alone. I'm buried in a coma. I belong with y'all. That shit on my coat.
Easy, help me get my face up on the table.
They're going with the Wu-Tang music. Not much commentary tonight. it's more of getting it off your chest, knocking it off your shoulder. I got something I want to woo-saw about. I got called into work, and then I got already got my lunch, everything together, and now they hit me up and said, we don't need your ass. Ain't that about a bitch? Some people don't like going to work. I like my job. Fuck you mean. Get me all hyped up, then take it away. You dig? That's like telling a fat kid, hey, we got some cupcakes. They get over there, and it's a bag of rocks. He'll fuck around and beat your skinny ass. Woosah! I'm mad now. I ain't making no money.
I can be your everything. But you gotta do it right.
Y'all done caught me off guard. I'm over here trying to promote. I'm trying to do all this thing and woosah at the same damn time. Now, don't forget you find more about the show at monstarsradio.com. You can find more about the co-hosts, see show links, and all those other things. Now, tonight, usually is the night we have the spoken word by Miss Unbelievable. She's one of the show sponsors. She couldn't make it tonight. That's why we don't have the entertainment news for you guys and all these other things. But next week, I'll be ready for y'all, whether somebody's here or not, I will be ready for your ass. So, to take that place, to fill that void, because I know some of y'all come here for that spoken word. Here's some from another spoken artist that we did a while
Juicy.
Back.
Dang the Romero. First hit single to be released from the album, it rang through New York City blocks like a ghetto pastor's sermon on a hot August 8th day. No coincidence, I met you in summertime where things are unforgettable. You had careless curls, Caribbean brown skin. You wore a skirt with sneakers, showing you a classy but had a little 9-4 gutter Brooklyn hip-hop in you just the way I like it. Your walk was a sample to the baseline of this classic record. The streets acted as speakers to play the greatness of your nervous footsteps. All day we pop shit to each other. Rap conversations like we were exchanging smooth 16s on the L train to the city. My hands weathered with too much hood, so you gripped them like a 9mm, letting me know you was a rider. You had a steel spine, a jagged glass heart stitched together with too many band-aids and a poorly harnessed safety net under it, trying its best to catch all of your insecurities. My ruggedness let you find safety and protection in my words, like they were packing gas and stuff when I told you it's all good, baby, baby. With confidence, I looked at you, told you you're not going home tonight. We'll spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. I watched you be carefree, magical, and forget the trauma of your last relationship as your Latina hips swayed the suave mente, soca, and dancehall. We drank too much brown water that night. Our laughter became iconic like a Funkmaster Flex bomb drop the scent. You engineered into my sheets, made my bed feel not so empty long after you left. Big Papa, it had been months since our first hit single. We have found ourselves in the Lower East Side, and you were the gal I was with in the place with style and grace. I rocked grooves and made moves with you, mommy. Then I went to the back of the bar sipping Henny is where you found me, clocking you, watching how the gap in your smile became a platinum record, you reaching the number one spot on all of my charts. We rendezvoused at the bar around 2. We hailed a cab. I remember your skin being warm, like you brought back your home island, showing me that being with you was my way out the ghetto to paradise. That night, I made your body move in enough ways to have a catalog of hit records. One more chance. First things first, we woke with the sunrise, not knowing that our time in that spotlight would be as long-lived as Biggie's career in the limelight. You woke up, looking like the greatest art exhibit at a museum, wearing nothing but my Biggie Smalls t-shirt. He wore a crown that was much more fitting for you, and across it in big red letters, it read, Brooklyn, we go hard. Letting you know I'm no sucker to this game or hustle, and just like my rise to success, making things work with you was gonna be just as much of a grind. Do you remember the day I gave you that shirt? Did you feel the same the moment it was another man's hands taking it off of you? Does it comfort you as just as much in the mornings when you wake up in a bed outside of the one you first found yourself wrapped up in? And there were times you wondered if you'd ever end up in one of my poems. I guess this wasn't the way either of us pictured. One more chance was Biggie's third and final single before his death. This mimics our story. I'm sure up until this point, people don't know your actual name is love and not a metaphor. Sky's the limit. You were blinded at the moves you made, I want to see eye to eye on. We became back shelves like an artist that a record label doesn't know how to deal with. Our conversations became studio time we no longer book. I blame my ego for that. It was loud like a Coogee sweater. I should have known, stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it and live the phrase, sky's the limit. These days, when we make each other's phone ring, our smiles, two-step like a throwback jam, came on at a Brooklyn block party. We talk about yesterdays and live in all the greatness of the hit songs we made together. Ironically, the last time you wore that shirt, we discussed gentrification. I've had to say goodbye to so many things in my neighborhood that having to say goodbye to a person I wanted to call home didn't come as a surprise. No matter how many times you wash that shirt, it will always smell like the memories of me. Relationships, the streets, and the industry are all things that one wrong move, you can lose it all. So from now on, while we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man.
Shane Romero did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio. One time I played that at a club, and they went crazy through the whole thing. The ladies were cheering on. It was crazy. So I didn't expect spoken word to reach like that. But we still got our Woosah music to get through for the night. So we're going to keep it moving. Had to throw some spoken word on y'all. I know that's what some of y'all come here for on a Thursday night. Comic Cafe, Woosah with a Roar. Here's some new Eric Sherman. It's called Southern Girl. To help that vibe continue, let the Woosah begin and run off you. Don't get 30 days during the quarantine. Get your mask. They're free right now.
Check out. My mom was born in Alabama, raised in the Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than a pair of denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that swing, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason got me sneezing. God bless you. Devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not me trying to be a
loving girl.
And what her mama gave. They all want that ass like Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. See a stripper. Now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach. I come from the apple. You both perform on stage. I rap. You clap. The money gets stacked. Back. Something like the Players Club, but not slick. She do it for her son and that certificate. Soon she will have to face this and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
loving girl.
Loving good with the kids, but they get to the knives. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to scrape for it, loving good, see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it. If she want it, when it's elevated. Percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on a thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club, nah. Even if it's a hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave it out. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about those southern girls.
Yeah.
All right. Still trying to help y'all find some Wu-Tang music. Matter of fact, that one right there, that kind of is an uplifting song for ladies. This right here be a disclaimer. You dig? The next one is a disclaimer. Don't nobody care about your feelings. It's about you letting that shit go. Realizing sometimes we hold on to shit and we don't need to hold on to. Like me right now. I probably should let shit go. But I'm a song right here. And we're going to get through it. T-U-V. I got to figure out where it's at in my system. It's Carmen Cafe. You got a little bit of time left to call me up in Wu-Tang. Matter of fact, the first person to call me up in Wu-Tang, I'll send your ass a Monsters Radio shirt. let's see. Where the hell is this Uncle Murder? It is. I like this dude right here. I can't do a double up. But I still got some stuff for y'all. I got two tracks for him. Let's see here. I can't find it, and I hate the sound of silence. So, all right, check it out. We're going to go with this one right here. Till we get to this Uncle Murder. It's called Don't Waste My Time. Usher, Ellie Mae. If this don't help you, Wu-Tang, I don't know what will. So, quarantine music.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made. Intoxicated. Your vibes amazed. Good love in the air, baby, you know. In a rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now. Cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you. Got a motive, and I think I like it. I know all your
with somebody and you knew you want their body, gon' let them get see your life.
Boy, it's about to go down. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Feel as if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear you say it loud.
Good love, no question. Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Good love, no question.
No question.
Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just
Karma Cafe. Meanwhile, in another part of the city, Wusa Music. You know? This right here is a song all guys should play for their daughters. Women should play for their daughters too. Let them know. For real, for real.
Listen to the lyrics. So good, but they mind is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but they mind is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. I thought you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for?
Wanna believe it, I was in denial. Ain't had no good box like that in a while. But damn near paying all the bills. I'm just keeping it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that Henny. She ain't call me murder, let her call me Lenny. Wifey material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that side, bitch. Gotta do better, should've knew better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you, Hefner.
So good, but they mind is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but they mind is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Thinking of someone else in between your thighs.
Like, damn, why you gotta be a thotty? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. I was gonna wipe this bitch. Went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn the hoe into a housewife. At first, I was trying to see you with that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me. Now shorty dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a happening.
I said the girls look so good, but their mind is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but they mind is not ready.
God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn.
Yeah, Wu-Tang Music, Uncle Murder, Young M.A., that's something for the ladies, I mean, something for the fellas, about the ladies. So, all right, let's see, I got something for the ladies, talking about the fellas. Oh, fellas, you're not off the hook yet, bro. No, you're not off the hook yet. So, let's see, what I got up next. Something for the ladies, for the fellas. Matter of fact, ladies, this one right here goes out to you about the fellas. Then we're going to open up the lines. Looks like we got Cali Girl, Long Beach is in the house right after this. I don't like this song. I'm just going to tell y'all right now. I don't like it. So don't. Party like a motherfucker. But they talking about fellas. I ain't going for that shit. Not tonight.
Pop champagne cause my best friend got a new nigga. The old one was lame. He ain't even know what to do with her. Pop off the course, drop top of course. Hot spots to go, be hot, hot of course. Might as well
You feeling like a young Cena, right? I know one when I see one. Cause I'm one too. Go ahead, light it up. This one for you. Now if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Riding around with the roof on, $5,000 shoes on. Now yo, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Woosa!
I bet new bitch ain't popping like that. The way you rocking that dress, he might stop begging, keep sweating. Gotta show a nigga that the world ain't his. Show him that his new girl ain't shit. Show him that his little check ain't nothing. Show him that you can handle your biz. Monday through Sunday, we on the runway. Don't need no luggage, we buy in one way. Might move to that bitch. We do it like this. Now if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
That's fuck hard.
That nigga. Yeah, fuck
we
that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
Let's
yeah,
know.
Fuck that nigga. Riding around with the roof on. $5,000 shoes on.
Come on.
Now yo, fuck that,
that
nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Middle fingers up. Ha, fuck him. I got me. I don't need his ass for nothing. Depend on no man, cause I can't trust him. Fours with the credit scores, you can't even touch it. No buckets. Woo. Oh, lame ass nigga.
Lame ass.
Always trying to run game ass nigga. Always rock your homie chain ass nigga.
Yeah.
You ain't special, you the same
lame
ass nigga. Party on Saturday with all my friends. Wake up next Saturday, do it again. Matching full party, invite to get in. You can't get in. I'm here getting 10.
Now
your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up. Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Riding around with the roof on, $5,000 shoes on. Now yo, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money sealed up. Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck.
Yell it if you want to. Don't get slapped up in the club. I'm just saying. Monsters Radio with a roar. We don't care about your feelings. Woosah, Comic Cafe, trying to help y'all release that stress. You fuck around, play that too loud, you going to get 30 days. I'm just saying, so I had to play that Uncle Murder. That one's for the fellas out. Trina and Steph LaCour was for the ladies. So, all right, y'all, let's go over here and check in with Cali Girl. Now, y'all know when we go to Long Beach, Cali Girl don't stay in the most prestigious neighborhood. Nope, she got her own business. And then she got thugging and bugging daycare where she babysit gangster kids on the weekend. Now, you can't just walk up to her door because she got babies in there that be banging Huggies and some be banging Pampers, and they be in there set tripping. So I got to do a roll call when I go to her door, being able to get on this porch without get caught in gang fire. So let's go over here and check in with Cali Girl. Cali Girl, you at the crib? The call! The call!
What's good, homie?
What's
How
good,
are you?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. How are you? How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm full, but I'm wonderful.
Okay, that's what's up. I feel a little nervous because you came in here today sounding kind of serious, and you know how it is when you
no,
ask a
I'm
woman,
great.
She go, "Oh, I'm just fine." When a woman goes, "Oh, I'm just fine," I don't believe that shit. That means she got some fire, some ammo. You dig?
No,
I'm
actually in a good mood.
You want to? Okay, that's what's up. That must be why I feel weird.
Now, if I called in yesterday, that'd have been a whole different story. Because yesterday I was mentally, emotionally, I was just in my feelings yesterday. But
okay.
Today I'm
you
wonderful.
You was litty, lit. I want to be like, well, what happened? But you know how it be sometimes when you could tell somebody, yesterday I didn't have a good day. Today I'm having a good day. And then that person will fuck around and do some dumb shit and say, well, what happened yesterday? You dig? Let that shit stay yesterday. Let me be mad yesterday. Don't bring it back up. Because you know how sometimes when you tell your story, like, especially if you're, like, emotionally connected. Like, you really get into it.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, yeah, yesterday, I was chilling, and I went to the store, you know what I mean? And I was doing good until this little seven-year-old boy walked up behind me and was standing all on my heels, and I had to thump him in the throat and be like, bruh, like, don't you know there's a six-foot rule? I know you seven, but damn, like, back up off me. You know, you start to get emotionally attached to the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, nobody made me mad. Nobody made me mad yesterday. I was just missing, you know, my mom and my grandmother and my uncle and my grandfather that passed away. It's been like almost 8, 10, and 26 years. So I was just, it just hit me all of a sudden, and it was just like, so.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is my auntie's moving back. She was in Vegas. She was
moving.
In Vegas, so now she's bringing back here to Long Beach.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm so excited.
Now, I have some jokes in there.
Because I'm used to spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
What's your joke? Come on, Emo.
Okay.
Give me your jokes. I'm ready.
No. I'll see your auntie with the rags.
I know you
rags.
Upset
because
you got all nice and dressed up and cute, and they didn't need you. So I know you hot.
See, I put that on the internet. I guess I did put that on the radio.
Yes, you did.
My business out there, but no, I did put it on the
radio.
Well,
you put it on the internet. You put it out there.
Yeah, right. And you know me, when I post some shit, I gotta be a problem. You know, I can't just be like, oh, I don't have to go into work. I thought I did. Now I gotta find something to do. That's just too boring to me. You know what I mean? That's just too boring. I gotta be a problem. So those out there who don't know me on social media, don't forget you can connect with me on social media. Just go to the Monstars page on monstarsradio.com. You can connect with me there. but, yeah, you know, I got to be a prop put out here. I took a shower, got all cute. I even shaved. Now you call and say, I don't need you. I call someone else. The fuck? I'm heated. Next time don't call me unless you know for sure you want me.
Right, I thought I was going to have to give somebody a piece of my mind about you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, naturally, everybody's going, oh, shit, they get riled up. The vibration changes. You can even hear me cussing in your head. Like, oh. You know what I mean? You got your own voice for me in your head.
Right.
Oh, someone else. The fuck, I'm heated. You know? Everybody's
right.
Like, ah. But then when you read it, it says, my job calls, they don't need me to cover someone else's shift. What else did you think I was talking about? You dig? So naturally people are like, oh,
right.
Said they was going out on a date with him and they stood him up and, dude, the haters is going happy. And,
no, I knew
and
exactly
I just
what it
little
was.
Bubble. Uh-huh.
I knew exactly what it was. I was just going to have to go put your boss in his place. As long as I know you, what you post on the thing, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know when you piss, I know when you're playing, and I know
mm-hmm.
when it's if a girl pissed you off or if it's your job. I already know.
Right. The people that know me, but if you don't, you'll think I'm mad every day. Like, you just wake up mad. Every day, just wake up snapping at the world. Little baby snapping turtle, just, no, sorry. Got to pay attention.
No, but
there's
I do got a
little
question
joke
for you.
Analysis in there. Yeah.
What is the weather like in Minnesota?
Actually, it's pretty nice out here today. There's a heat wave.
What was the temperature?
It might be cold to Cali. Actually, I don't know what the temperature was exactly, but I want to say we had to be like 60s, maybe close to 70s today, somewhere in there. What was the weather like in Cali? Did you think it was so nice I was going to hang up on your ass? Is that what you thought was going to happen?
Oh, it was 85 today, and it's going to be 90 tomorrow.
Yeah, I should have just hung up on your ass. Okay.
I miss you, E-Monster. I miss that how you clown on me. You know, I miss that. I miss my best friend. I miss it.
Right. Well, you know how I do.
Yes, I miss my best friend and him clowning on me.
Right. You know, I got to keep everything interesting. That's just how life is. Like somebody the other day, I had to tell them, I was like, man, you got to have fun in life. When you stop playing around in life is when you get old. And I'm dead serious. Like when you stop having fun, clowning around, playing, doing practical jokes, telling jokes, shit, hell, talking to yourself, enjoying your own presence is when you start to get old. And I truly, truly believe that. So I want to know what you're going to feel about it here in just a few minutes here. Cali girl, I'm going to take another little break and then
okay.
We're going to come back. I extended the show just because you're with me, so your ass better not hang up. So let me
see.
I'm
not
going
to hang up. If
here?
Anybody calls in, I'll send them straight to voicemail.
All right. So, all right, Jeanette, we're trying to help y'all feel better. Like I said, keep from getting 30 days. We used to give y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler, but some of y'all ain't at work, so you got to take your ass in the laundry room. Here's some little Duval, Snoop Dogg, Ball Greasy. It's called Smile. I like this one. It was bumping when it was hot. I don't know what they got going now, but woo-sah music. Cali girl, DJ E Monster. Go back,
though. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas.
You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, smile,
so what the fuck you be wildin' for? Get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you niggas.
Put your middle fingers up in the air. And show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade. Cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,
I'm living my best life.
My bitch.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Comic Cafe. Woo-style,
oh, yeah,
music.
I gotta
meet
him.
Help you woo style, release your stress. All right, Cali girl. So, all right.
Yeah, I had that for us to meet you.
You are good.
When you put
you
me on
good.
Mute, I put myself on mute, and I was like, I'm just jamming, and then I hear unmute, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, I got to unmute myself, too.
Right. So, what were you saying we were about to do before that break?
I don't know. You were going to ask me something.
I don't know. I have forgot too. It is what it is. Oh, it's fucked up. So what's going on in the out there in Cali with the quarantine? What's going on with y'all and Corona?
Basically, we're staying at home until May 15th. We can only come out to go to the store, to the doctor's, or the pharmacy. And we can take a walk around, you know, our neighborhood and walk our dogs if you have dogs. But we got to wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when I get up to go to the store, I'm at the store. I'm at the store at 7 a.m. I'm out the store at 7:10. I'm home, put all my groceries away. Then I walk my block because ain't nobody up at 7:30 in the morning. I walk it for 30 minutes, and then I'm home, and I'm done. I'm like, stay away.
Oh, okay. So you got your little corona routine going.
Mm-hmm. If I get sick, this is, that's it. I can't afford to get sick.
Now, they enforcing you guys because, you know, we hear all about it here throughout the rest of parts of the states. I mean, what are they doing with you guys about? Because they're saying about how the coronavirus could potentially be in the water out there in the ocean. And when the waves hit the beach causes a mist. It can make like a corona cloud. I mean, is that some of the things you guys are in fear of out there? And if so, what are you guys doing to combat that?
First of all, that's the first time I ever heard of it. I wouldn't know. That's the first time I hear. And our mayor Garcia updates every Wednesday on Facebook, not every Wednesday, I'm sorry, 7 days a week at 3 p.m. He goes live with him, and we're fortunate enough, Long Beach is fortunate enough to have our own health department. So a health department, somebody from the health department comes with, you know, in the conference meeting, whatever, and they discuss of everything that's happening. So far, it's only hit people in the convalescent home. And then I just read that somebody from Long Beach Transit, like the bus driver, had caught it. So. You know,
oh, wow.
That's why I stay away from people.
You said it was a transit driver?
Yeah, our bus system. Yeah, so it said that
right.
I haven't read the whole thing, but it said one of our bus drivers has been tested positive.
Wow.
And I know somebody in a grocery store, but it's not one of the grocery stores that I go to. So, the grocery store I go to, I'm in and out, so, and I stay 6 feet anyways, even before all this hit, you know. What people need
to stop doing
is hoarding the toilet paper, the Clorox wipe, and the damn dish soap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, now they stop hoarding the water. You know, the bottles of water. Now it's still toilet paper and Clorox wipe and dish soap.
Right.
So I'm fortunate enough because the store that I go to, the manager, she's awesome. She actually made an Instagram page on Instagram. And when she comes to work at 7 a.m. or whatever time she starts, like 10 minutes after, she uploads picture. Okay, this is, we have bread today. We have water. This is how much toilet paper we got. There's no Clorox. She even told us Clorox wipe come in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Like, she uploads everything and let us know so we know how to go to the store. So, for when we need. So, You know, I think every grocery store in every city and every state should make an Instagram page or a Facebook page so that the people can follow and, you know, come to the store according to, you know, what they need and what they see. That's how I do my shopping. I know when to come in.
Right, right. In some cases, I think that's going to cause more of a mob, though. But I hear what you're saying, because if everybody knows to go at 7, there's going to be like a whole crowd out there at 7. You know what I mean? Where some people be like, oh, I don't know what time it is. I'll get in there at 9. It could break it up a little bit. But I get what you're saying, because people do need some of these essentials. I think some of y'all just need to go to your grandma's house, because some of y'all grandma, they got toilet paper since the 70s. It was a lady I was talking to, and she was like, she couldn't find no toilet paper. She just so happened to go to her grandma's house. Grandma was like, oh, go down there. She said her grandma had a whole gang of shit down there. She had hella canned goods. She had toilet paper, paper towel, all kinds of things, extra towels, all kinds of things down there. But she said one thing that I was like, ooh, you got to watch out for that. You dig? Her grandmama had some old-ass pink paper towel. You know how long it's been since there's been pink paper towel? I think colored paper towel is banned nowadays, to be honest with you. You understand me? That has to be from the 70s. Colored colored toilet paper. Toilet paper, y'all. They don't make colored toilet paper. No.
When did they make colored toilet paper?
See what I'm saying? That's how old colored paper should have expiration date. That's how old it is. It's got to be from the 70s. You going to fuck around, wipe your ass, and get a yeast infection. I don't even think they make colored toilet paper no more. It might be banned.
I was born
in the
70s, and I never seen. I was born in the 70s, and I never seen. I've seen colored paper towels before.
Well, in 1770, I think y'all were still using leaves. But, you know, we talking about this era. We know you was born in 1770.
No, still, I was born in 1970.
Oh, my bad. but yeah, so, you know. But I see why they're saying, about that whole thing about them being scared. You know, I'm going to go global on you right quick. I see why they're saying people being scared, because apparently I was seeing a news clip talking about Japan. Japan is now experiencing the whole coronavirus, but they're not taking the same precautions as the rest of the world. They say they're not going to shut down the economy. People are still going out, doing everything. They just wearing masks now. So, and I know people are like, so what does that got to do with us? Because this is what some people are talking about, like reason why it goes beyond, it started April, now it's going to be May, some people saying June, some people are saying even August. It's because of some places aren't taking it serious. Now, we'll just say hypothetically, Japan gets it heavy, and now they're going, moving internationally. Now they're just going to reinfect every place that already did their quarantines and all that extra stuff. Now they're just going to be coming back, reinfecting people, and that's how it's going to continue to affect everybody globally because of one area. It's a spot where they do a lot of international travel. That's all they're going to be, is just a hub to keep it moving around. So, you know, did you hear about that at all?
Yeah, I kind of heard, you know, a little bit about it, you know, and it's just like, if people would stay to do what your mayor says in your city, we would get things under control a lot faster and stop the spread, and then we can open back up. But if people just go about acting like it's no big deal, you know what I mean? We're never gonna get back to normal. You know what I mean? And then, the mayor had said yesterday, he was like, first of all, in Long Beach, you can't protest because it's against the law. And then, second of all, he goes, and if they want to protest, they can protest, but they can't sway my mind. We're not opening back up until we have no new cases and we have no new deaths. And we make sure that there is social distancing. And the only people that are protesting is nothing but redneck people, redneck white people that ain't got nothing better to do. Sit your hillbilly ass at home and just yes, I said redneck white people.
No, I was gonna say
yes,
did you say protesting in Long Beach is illegal?
Yep.
Or maybe you just mean now because of the virus and you have to be 6 feet apart.
Because of the virus.
Oh, okay.
Because of the virus. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah. Because
be
of the virus.
Big ass protest.
It's against.
Be 10 of y'all.
Yeah.
Taking up the whole block.
Right. You know, and I mean, I get it. I want to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm used to my routine, but my health is more important. My health is more important.
You said
that
it right
means if
there.
I gotta stay in the house. My health is, you know, and it and what frustrates me the whole thing is I had everything lined up to see a specialist towards May because I get out June from work June 11th if school was in to have my surgery and have all these tests done while I'm off and can't do none of it because of all this. So it's just like
right,
I'm caught
right.
in the 2020. So, you know, but I get frustrated and I do get everybody's frustrated. I just wish people would just stop taking this as a joke.
Yeah, not taking it serious,
you know.
As serious as they could. Like me, in the beginning, I was even like, oh, this is a bunch of hype, and they're trying to do this, they're doing that, and, you know, I throw out the statistics. Oh, we got as many flu. We got 8,500 flu people that die every year, and da-da-da, and government's manipulating, bloop, and no matter how much I believe that or not, I still stay my ass in the house. I still don't be doing all that extra. You know what I mean? Just in case they might be real.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to go out there and then fuck around, catch something, or be a carrier or any of that extra. Y'all get what I'm saying? So I just take the precaution and just fall back. You know, I just relax. That's all. I ain't going to fight with nobody. I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to do all that extra. I'm just going to fall back and watch and see what happens. I'm not going to try to be like,
you
can't tell me what to do.
Right, yeah. You know, and like I said, whether people believe it or not, that's their opinion. I'm not swaying nobody, you know what I mean? I'm not knocking them because, you know, that's your opinion. This is my opinion, and we agree to disagree. But, you know, I'm taking this. It's serious. I can't even get in to see my doctors because they put me on acid reflux medicine, and I was supposed to come back in 3 months. To see my doctor, to see if that medication helped, and if not, switch me to another medication. They're like, oh, no, we're not seeing nobody. We'll fill it for another 3 months. I was like, okay, hey, fine with me. So that's how I knew it was real, because in the beginning, I didn't believe it. And then when my doctor says, nope, we're not seeing nobody, I was like, dang it, my doctor get mad when I don't show up.
Yep.
So that's how,
that's
how I knew it was real. You know.
I knew it was not a game. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So I have one more question.
Yeah.
What time, my time, do you start the radio show?
I think it might be 5 o'clock your time.
Okay.
I believe you're 2 hours
same
behind
as before.
It.
Yeah, because it's 6:25 here.
6:25 and it's 8:26 here. So, yeah, you guys are 2 hours behind us. So, yeah, we start 5 o'clock your time.
Okay. See, and I thought it was 6. That's why I called in at 6. You know, I like to rock out with you from beginning to the end.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, she came on kind of late right at the end. But, yeah, that's when we're on. Yeah, we start 5 o'clock your time. Yeah, so 6 o'clock.
Let me set my alarm clock for 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, so I know exactly. It won't be no excuse.
Right.
Then let me get it right. You know, because I got confused because I thought you had changed the timing. Repeat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And there we go and save. Now, won't forget.
There we go. See, people, it's just that easy. That's all you got to do. Just program it in your system, in your phone, in your computer, or whatever it is. Matter of fact, when you push follow right there, if you're listening on your computer right there on Blog Talk, it'll give you an update when we load the shows and things like that so you know when we're on. So let's see. Anything else? We're almost at the end of the show. See, I'm trying to find a song that was by request, but I don't see it in here anymore. It is what it is, but yeah, you got any
but
last
I wanna
words?
Yes.
What do you want to request?
Good talking to you. I miss talking. Mm-hmm. I miss being part of the show. I hope you be safe. Do not call E Monster unless you really want him to come in. And I want to hear any of your songs. I don't care which one it is. Any of E Monster's songs I want to hear. I don't care which one it is. Whatever one you got in your system, play it.
All right. Let's see here. I got one.
Okay, which one it is?
No, it's not in here. Oh, wow, it's not in here. Okay. Somehow it must have got erased. I had a request for my song called Sexting, but that one's not in here. Somehow it got erased. So, So, let me see. What else do I got? I'll go ahead and throw that favorite girl on for you. Monsters Ray on our way up out of here. By request, Cali Girl from LBC. This right here is favorite girl, DJ E Monster. Don't forget you can find more about me and my music at emonster.com. And you can listen to the 24-hour stream at monstarsradio.com.
Yeah.
Peace. Woosah.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm off and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla, we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clyde. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.